Welcome to this edition of Shanghai Live. I'm 新觉罗贝。
I'm 陈璇。Starting today, subway commuters can use Alipay and WeChat to take the Shanghai Metro. The two apps now incorporate PCR test durations, health QR venue, and ticket codes on Metro Da Du Hui, Shanghai Metro's official app, into the same page. That means scanning the venue code is no longer necessary. Song Wenjing has more.
At Shanghai Jiao Tong University Station along Line 10, passengers showed the code page from either Alipay or WeChat to Metro staff and went through the turnstiles. They no longer have to scan the venue code as both Alipay and WeChat have incorporated passengers' health QR, venue, and ticket codes into the same page. Users will need to enable Bluetooth on their smartphone to use the apps.
I used to scan the venue code for entry, as I used a transportation card before. Sometimes, I had to wait a long time during rush hours as many people were waiting to enter.
A fast-track channel has been set up in our station for Alipay and WeChat users from 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. on weekdays.
Another 105 metro stations have done likewise, which means Alipay, WeChat, and Da Du Hui users can enter more quickly.
The first China-made proton therapy system has received approval from the National Medical Products Administration. The machine is now available to cancer patients at Ruijing Hospital, where clinical trials have proven successful. Sun Siqi takes a look at how it's different than other cancer therapies.
Proton therapy is a new type of radiation therapy that uses proton particles to destroy cancerous cells. The key benefit is precision.The proton beams deliver a higher dose of radiation to cancer cells, but significantly less radiation to healthy ones, thus resulting in milder side effects and lower risks of secondary cancers. This can be essential for patients with a tumor in the brain or other vital organs. The Shanghai Institute of Applied Physics under the Chinese Academy of Sciences developed the machine. In April, a male patient received the therapy for a spinal cord tumor that came back.The tumor occurred at the base of the spine and had spread to surrounding bone and nerve tissues. Before treatment, the man needed a urinary catheter. He was able to urinate normally 3 months after the treatment.
We consider this treatment successful. So far, 100% of tumors have been controlled among our test subjects, which means the tumor is no longer growing. We've also had a number of subjects whose tumor has significantly shrank or disappeared.
The hospital says the treatment is best suited for tumors in areas including head and neck, chest, pelvis, and spine, though doctors will need to assess whether proton therapy is necessary.
What we'd like to do next is to quantify the plan. We'd like to score each patient on the level of necessity for this treatment.
Evaluations wrapped up in June 2021. The hospital said it was able to offer the therapy faster due to the National Medical Products Administration's fast-track approval process.
Four Russian-controlled regions in Ukraine released the results of the referendums on joining Russia yesterday. According to reports from Moscow, the majority of voters supported in favor of joining the Russian Federation. Li Shuan has a story.
According to locally based election commissions, over 99% of voters in Donetsk and from over 87 to 98% in Luhansk, Kherson, and Zaporizhia regions voted in favor of joining Russia.Moscow is calling the results valid, saying that voter turnout in all four of the regions exceeded 50%. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov yesterday said that Russia remains ready to negotiate with Ukraine, adding that although the situation and conditions are changing, the goals of the special military operation remain unchanged.In western Russia, Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu visited a military training camp for recently mobilized reservists yesterday. During yesterday's UN Security Council meeting on Ukraine, a Chinese envoy called for efforts to be made in reaching a political settlement.
Bloc confrontation, political isolation, sanctions, and increasing pressure will only lead to a dead end.The task at hand is to push the parties to open the door to a political settlement as soon as possible.
John added the Security Council as the core of the international collective security mechanism should make full use of the mediation tools given by the Charter and continue calling for a ceasefire and peace talks.